Peter. How was your run today, sir?
I didn't run today, Brian. How is this day any different from the last 12 and a half weeks? It's not.
It's not.
Zero different. It's different in the sense that you're just being mean to me and you're asking me
it's
about it.
It's just the question I ask you.
No, I did not run today. I didn't run yesterday. I probably won't run tomorrow.
That's good.
I will be running. I will be running soon. I'm going to turn that frown upside down. I'm going to be all right. They are significantly less painful. And then they're not. And then it's amazing how awful it feels. And it reminds me of everything that's bad in life. But I'm going to be fine.
But how are your ankles, Peter?
Yeah, they're all right. They're okay.
How are your Achilles tendons?
Everything's fine. Honestly, the Achilles on the left, which was the initial problem, is so much better. It is the post-tib on my right that is crankified, and every other night or so, there'll be a moment where I swing my feet out of bed to stand up, and it takes me over a minute before I can actually step with the leg. But
okay, that,
I don't want to dwell on that.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then I'm fine. And then it's totally fine.
That's really bad.
But whatever I am doing,
that
is
sounds
happening.
Like plantar fasciitis, like that same
but
sort
for
of thing,
my ankle.
Except in your ankle,
Yeah. It's like my ankle has a grudge. And we went to bed angry at each other.
You'd never do that.
And you're supposed to wake up happy. And it didn't happen.
They'll never do that. The Bradys never did that.
No,
and that's why.
There's one rule in this house, Brian. Yeah. And we don't do the podcast angry. How was your run today, Brian?
Today I ran a recovery 7.
I would sell my soul for 7.
Recovery 7. It was all right. The first 5 were kind of grunting along, and the last 2 were actually pretty glorious. Wonderful weather today. Got in between rain showers at 60 degrees. Pretty nice.
We had torrential rain yesterday. When did you do yesterday's run?
We had torrential rains on Friday.
It was insane.
Good thing I started running at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, right, because you're doing that thing.
Because I did something called the November Project Woe Man Triathlon.
I saw some pictures there on the socials of the media.
So this was something that was announced, about 7 days before it happened, maybe. Mm. And then it was confirmed about 48 hours before it happened. And what had actually happened, about 100 people showed up for it.
Dedicated souls.
Or insane.
Same thing.
Or both. So my life circumstances enabled me to be able to be there. My level of insanity. This is how you know you've gone cuckoo. Up and out of the house at 3:30.
A.M.
Yeah. Drive to Brookline, where you were sleeping like a sane individual.
Because it was really the middle of the night.
Yeah. Parked my car at 3:30. Walked up Summit Ave, which is a half mile straight up, basically.
Is there anybody there yet?
When I got up there, there were about 4 people, 5 people.
So you were an early riser.
Well, within 10 minutes, there were about 75 people, and then there were 100 people. The organizers had actually made little bibs that we pinned to ourselves.
Yeah.
We did a little warm-up, and then it was run a little over 2 miles from that location to Harvard Stadium.
From Summit Ave.
Yeah. So we started around 4:40 in the morning. Okay.
Holy cow.
All these crazy people. We run to Harvard Stadium. We do a full tour, which is up and down the 37 sections of Harvard Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. A wonderful person had set up a water station and was manning a water station there at whatever time that was, 5 o'clock in the morning when we got there.
Sure, sure.
All right. Then we ran back.
Yeah.
And then...
Back to where? Summit
back
Ave?
Back to the top of Summit Ave.
Oh, God.
And then we joined the regular 6:30 a.m. people who were just arriving, and we did 25 burpees, which are like squat thrusts with a little jump at the end.
Yep, yep.
Then we ran a full Summit Ave, front and back sides.
How many times did you say
25 more burpees.
Yeah.
And then full up and back on Summit Ave. And
oh,
then
one whole pass. I gotcha.
Then we were done.
That's a lot.
Took me a little over 2 hours.
That's a lot.
But I did it my burpees were ridiculous by the end.
Like it
was,
sloppy,
there was a lot of knees,
a lot of lying down,
a lot of lying down, and, yeah, and thinking about what I was doing, or not thinking at all.
Wow. What'd your old watch show you for mileage, though? Curious.
It was nearly 9 miles. Oh. I was astounded at how far it was. I thought I'd be coming in around 6. It was like 8.8 miles, 2 hours and something like 13 minutes. I was certainly in the group that came in. At, you know, I brought in the rear for sure.
But you were done by like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
It was kind of nice. And it didn't kill me for the rest of the day, to my surprise.
Yeah.
You know, it started hit me around 6 o'clock in the evening. But I was all right. I'm not really looking forward to doing it again.
No, ever.
It's the first try, sort of anything I'd ever done, multi-event kind of thing, totally unofficial. I mean, it was just show up and we'll try out this thing, and that many people showed up and tried out this thing. It was fun. I was impressed with myself that I actually did it a scant, 4 or 5 days after running the half marathon?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If that November Project triathlon happened any other week, I probably wouldn't have been able to do it because it would have screwed up my marathon training completely.
Right.
But because I had just run the half marathon, I was sort of on a cycle back week.
Yeah,
I was on a dip
off,
week.
Almost like an off week.
So I could throw in that kooky workout, 2-hour workout, without any problem, because next week I have an 18 at the end of the week and I have a lot of speed work and miles. And so the next 3 weeks for me are really heavy duty. I could be able to throw something like that in. So it just worked out. It also makes me think that, as Chris Heisler said from Run Weston said in our last show, you know, marathons are great, but it requires you to do an awful lot of running while you're training. And there are other things that you can't do. You just can't fit it in, or you can't do it because it will prevent you from doing what you need to do to be ready for your marathon. So that was my crazy 2 days.
Well, I can tell you honestly that probably around the same time that you were first running Summit for the meet to then go out to the stadium and then back, I probably had to get up to pee. And that posterior tib was really hurting.
Yeah, and so you stood up and waited 5 or 6 minutes before you could actually walk across the room.
It's like a full minute of just standing still, which is a long time when you first wake up and you're not really awake, and you apply pressure onto it.
And is it pure pain?
It's unbelievable.
Or is it tightness?
No, it's mind-numbing pain.
And then it slowly fades over the course of a couple of
minutes. I have to lean into that pain. And I guess I'm stretching ever so slightly, but I'm really not. I'm just applying full weight. And I would almost call it like a circulatory thing, but it's not. It's not like, you know, when your hand or your foot falls asleep and you're like, well, there's nothing I can do about it until the blood returns to it. I'll just wait. Right. I'll just wait. It's not that, but that's what it's like.
Sure.
My point being that I was working hard too before going back to bed for 3 more hours.
Well,
we're on a journey. We're each
that's
on our,
valid.
We're on
Peter.
Our own journey. We run our own races, yeah. Brian.
That's true. You should have put out a little social media, and maybe you would have had 100 other people leaning into your pain with you
on their midnight run to the bathroom. Yeah,
that's right.
That's right.
Hey, if anybody wants to run 18 miles with me next week, I'd love the company. I was supposed to be running with Peter, but he can't run. So
this is how you slowly replace me on the show.
It's like 3 hours.
This is where it's happening.
Peter, it's 3 hours.
This is where season two, it turns out I'm
looking forward to it.
Hey, Brian, this is a very special episode. This is episode 50 in an unlimited series of yet to be determined podcast length. We have a couple guests who want to come on the show.
We do.
They're sort of prefer to have themselves be behind the scenes, but we're thrusting them into the very bright podcast spotlight.
They're blinking and holding their forearms.
They're
over
like mole
their
rats.
Faces.
They're like mole rats.
So bright.
So cold and bright.
How do I get out of here?
And we'd like to welcome now to the show Andrea Bonnie Gould, artist
in residence.
She's also known as your wife.
That's true.
But she's also responsible for all the logos we've had. Any art associated with the show has been from her mindscape. We're also going to have a little visitation by Anna Brooks.
Social media guru.
Who really is in charge of any kind of communication that happens about the recording of this show.
And who also types up these scripts that we're reading right now.
These verbatim scripts.
For the show. We just read them, folks. There's no creative activity coming from Peter.
There's so absolutely no creativeness happening ever.
I wish he had written some more jokes for this segment.
Welcome. Thank you both for all that you do for the show. You guys are the unsung heroes.
Actually, we sing their praises every show.
Actually,
they're not unsung at all.
To be clear, we actually...
In fact, I'm a little tired of them hanging around the offices all the time.
This is why we're having them on, so this is sort of credits forever. We don't ever have to do it again. And we invited Jeff Cronenberg to come, but he said something about you're communists and you stole my work.
We still credit him, though.
We still will credit
him. Do we
him.
Have to sing the goodbye song from Sound of Music, like fade off up the stairwell?
That's a beautiful
never to be seen again.
Is this the last episode, Peter? 50? Are we wrapping it up?
No, this isn't the last. This is the first in an unlimited series. No, but this is a special show because it is 50, and we always said, hey, let's just see if we can get to 50. And we remember when we started, we were like, we're not going to get to 50. That's ridiculous. Here we are at 50.
We didn't think we'd get to 5 minutes.
And we just wanted to take a little time to thank some of the people who made it possible. And Andrea, Anna.
Thank you for working for free.
Like
you're
we do,
welcome.
Like we do.
Where's our swag, right? We need more swag.
We want more shirts.
You are wearing an Animal Walk shirt.
I know, it's true.
I think that might be the only one in existence.
It's literally the only one because no one has bought any others. There's a Redbubble site. Do people know that there's a site?
I don't know.
Let's go ask our social media guru if there's been publication about the site.
Yeah, how can you get to the site? Do you know? Do you know, Anna Brooks, how to get there?
Okay,
I believe it is on our homepage for hwirt.com, is it not?
That's it. And there's a link to the store right there. And a lengthy explanation
of what
Redbubble is and how you're supposed to use it.
I think it's covered, but I think, you know, maybe we do a little bit more promoting, get people on the Redbubble store.
Is that shirt comfortable?
It is comfortable.
It's good looking, and it's designed with a logo...
created by Andy, right here, to my right.
Andrea's not saying anything.
I know, she's not going to talk.
She's drawing pictures, though.
She's nonstop, she's drawing.
Mad rate.
She's doing live sketches of how this all appears. They'll all be
that's right.
in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll put them in the timeline of the show, like a court reporter.
Andrea, how did he come up with the HWYRT logo? Go.
Yeah, what made you think of a shoe? Go.
You guys run.
Okay.
Oh,
thanks.
That was good.
Thanks a lot.
No, I always I draw things and then I put words inside of them that fit the things, and so it just made sense to say it was a sneaker that was going to have the HWRT inside of it. That wasn't that interesting.
No, it is actually. Andrea does this word art. We all go to meetings, and Andrea's meetings are recorded in basically comic book form. So her notes are full of
I would say comic
word
book.
Art
I would
and
say that they
drawings
might be
of people
slightly,
in the room.
They capture key phrases in a moderately ornate fashion that include lots of curly Q's and things like that.
Word art.
Is this why I hate my meetings so much? Because I don't have anybody providing me with word art? Do you share your word art with everybody else?
We can throw a couple of examples up on the...
There's some word art in the Instagram every now and then. I have to make sure I'm not letting corporate secrets out when I am posting my meeting notes.
I have a question for you, which is, of the major designs that you've created for the show and that we offer now commercially... through Redbubble, which you can find that link at hwirt.com. What's your favorite?
Well, so it's a toss-up because I have to say, like, Animal Walk is my favorite because it was the kind of the silliest and most fun. But Crankle is the one that's near and dear to my heart because I did it right after I rolled my ankle and was out of commission for about 6 weeks.
So it has special meaning for you.
It was even the ankle which is shown on the shirt is the same ankle which I did. It's almost my ankle.
Oh, okay.
Peter, I have a confession to make.
Go ahead.
Both Andrea and you rolled your ankle on the exact same trail that I dragged you on.
Yeah.
Almost in the same place.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Note to self, don't go trail running with Brian.
No, don't follow me. Don't ask me about trail running. Don't do it.
It was the moment of like such amazing confidence where it was like, oh, it's the single track and there's the water and there are all these roots. And I was like, ha, I got this. And all of a sudden I said, ouch.
It's very painful.
Mm-hmm. But I kept running.
So, Brian, you're responsible for the awesome design for Crankle.
Yeah, I created Crankle.
Nice job.
If you want to come running with me, I've got an 18 miler and I can roll your ankle for you.
That's a service you provide.
That's right. If you don't want to run for 12 to 20 weeks, come out with me.
Well, it is about to be winter. What a good excuse.
That's a good point.
Anna, did you have any sort of history in social media before you joined?
Or running?
HWRT?
Neither, in fact. I barely ever ran and always did it unwillingly. And then somehow all the talk of running got filtered into my brain and I decided, all right, I need to do that now because if you can't beat them, join them. So started running, and for social media, only my endless need to be reading stuff online. The insatiable, terrible need that keeps me up past my bedtime.
But before a year ago, how many Instagram postings would you say you did?
Zero.
And how
I still don't have my own account. I just do the HWRT one. That is true.
So the Anna Brooks that I'm corresponding with on Instagram is not you?
No.
We probably have to have a talk.
We need to have
a
discussion about this. Right.
What about tweeting? Were you doing a lot of tweeting prior?
I was doing
your own Twitter handle.
I do. And sometimes I connect to the writing community, but it's more reading than writing with that as well, just because I'm just interested in everything else out there.
Some of us call that lurking.
I do lurk, and I investigate, and I go down my little wormholes.
Do you guys know, and I'm looking over at Brian and Andy Bonnie Gould. Is that the appropriate term? The Brian Gandy's Goulds and Bonnies.
That's fine.
The Buggles. I'm looking over at the Buggles, and I don't think they know that today was the first Saturday Stat Chat posting on Facebook not performed by me, that I have been responsible for them every Saturday up until today.
Yeah.
But today I was unable to do it, so I did farm it out to the lovely Anna Brooks, who then took care of it for me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
But you were going to say, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that I was really impressed with this morning that Jennifer, one of your listeners, Jennifer Houghton, posted, and I guess she's running a marathon tomorrow, and it's just this amazing post that I look at and I'm like, wow, like that's kind of what goes into running and that's why you run. And she's talking about how last year she tried to do it and she got injured and she's kind of like going back to like face it. And I love the part where she's saying like, you know, like I'm not going to be afraid, might be nervous and I'm not afraid. And I think that like going into a marathon is something that, I mean, I've never done it. I can't even run further than 3 miles, 3.1 to be exact. And it's just really inspiring to see this and to know that like every person who goes out and does it, no matter how far you're running, they're bringing their own kind of story and their own journey with it.
Face your ankles, Peter.
No,
literally face your ankles. Oh, talk to them.
I'm looking at them right now.
Tell them nice things so they'll get better.
Apologize to them?
No, her posting was very, it moved me a little bit because I thought to myself, like, I could easily get to a place where I'm like, I'm not going to do this anymore. That's all, I'm good. And it sounds to me like she may have had those moments where she was like, I go do that again. I'm going to pick right up where I left off. And it's impressive.
Well, I have to say that we have created a little bit of a community here for people to share those thoughts with the rest of us.
Which is good.
Rest of us who listen to the show, like me, just a regular listener, someone who's inspired by the show and just sends in his stat chats.
When we started this little lark a year ago, Did you imagine you would have a role in it? And now that that role has been expanded to becoming co-executive producers of the show, are you happy with your work?
I don't remember exactly when we sort of got suckered into the free labor that we've been doing, but it became fun trying to
I don't do recall exactly things. Either. I feel like we said things like, we have to tell people the show exists. How do we do that? And you said, you use social media, you idiots. And then we said, yeah, but what is that? And then you said, I'll just do it.
And I think I might have said, like you mean like Facebook that I used to be on?
And then I said, and like Twitter, which I keep confusing with Tumblr because of the letter T logo.
And then, you guys didn't know what Instagram was.
I honestly did not know, and I still am not really sure, and I picked a bad name for myself. Pictures are pretty 71, and I don't know why I did that.
Well, that was your old MySpace account, so you just repurposed that name.
No, Friendster.
Bands in Town.
And then, Andy, you got sucked in because I think I wigged out like by the second episode. Because the logo we were using was the two of us in a doorway looking like we were late for line dancing.
I like to that picture.
It's a good picture, though, right?
It's a great picture.
It's a pretty good picture.
Yeah, our only picture was one with Peter with ridiculous facial hair, and I was wearing a really bad polo shirt.
Yeah.
And we said, we might need something that says the name of the show.
Because you decided the one day that he had that facial hair for such a brief time, and you had that shirt on for just one day, and yet that's the day you chose to take the picture.
That was part of the plan.
That's weird. Well, this has been an organic process.
Yeah, we've been in pre-production for this show for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, production starts with 51, I think. Show 51.
That's where that starts. Mm.
So, Andrew, how did you start making the logos? Where did that come from? Whose idea was it for you to make a logo?
Peter's.
Was it? Did I say? I think I just said, like, Brian, tell your wife she's artistic. Tell her to do things. Help her out. Play.
And then I didn't do it for about 3 weeks.
I was like, oh, my God, can I just have a logo? How hard
I think that's
it?
Actually how it worked. You kept saying, where's my logo? Where's my logo?
Just make a logo.
And I finally said, Andrew, can you make a logo?
And then you quickly made two.
Yeah.
You made two right out of the gate, and most people don't realize that there are two, because we downplay...
You downplay the hang 10 feet.
Yeah, which I wish we did more with, and I guess now we're having a production meeting.
We're going
to
do
it. Can we do that?
We need to do a little bit more with the hang 10 feet, I think.
Many people don't know that the hang 10 feet on the front of the tech shirt, and these tech shirts are very limited, and you have to find Brian during his runs and hand him cash... are actually, this the main logo, which we see everywhere, on the back of the shirt, but on the front of the shirt, sort of, what's that area called where you put that there, sort of on the...
Just logo.
Is hang 10 feet, which actually have the letters HWRT in them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's just all about a branded shoe because, you know, you're running. And so I think that, you know, went to a sneaker exhibit a few years ago at the Brooklyn Museum and saw these awesome laser cut sneakers where the bottoms had, you know, like Obama's face carved into them. And it's just really thinking about the next thing for the brand is getting you guys some
laser cut
sneakers that you can go run out in. So that, like, each time you take a step, you're laying another step for the brand.
Gosh.
Yeah, I knew that was what we were doing.
I want sneakers with my face on it.
And someday Brooks or New Balance or Adidas or Nike might want to offer us those.
Mm-hmm. That'd be actually really funny. Like one of your faces if on one and one of your faces on the other. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
It'd be awesome. I thought about branded water that we would start selling. And it'd be HWYR2O.
H2OYRT.
HWYR2O.
HWYR2O.
How is your toe?
Huarto.
We really come at Anna with sort of demands weekly because we're producing a show every week and she's got to take that show and broadcast it across social platforms. So she has to write around those things and make sense of all that. Andy, we don't really make you do anything weekly.
Oh, God, no.
Your deliverables are sort of longer distance, sort of further out, and then you just, in a fit of artistic rage, give us four or five things in a whack.
Yeah, and then we get like, here's 47 versions of a logo, and we're like,
do you like this? Do you like this? Awesome. Do you like it? This one's purple.
Yeah, you know, the consistency, it's just not what you're going to get. You get it when it comes out.
But do you think that speaks to your styles?
I'm a spaz, so it completely speaks to my style. Nice.
I like deadlines.
Right.
I work with deadlines.
And what I say to you, every Thursday night, what do I say to you? I need this by 7 p.m.
Yep.
Because this thing goes up at 8.
Yep. And then I can plan, and then I can make that happen.
And you, I don't even talk to you.
No.
You're my mouthpiece, Brian.
I like to talk.
Brian doesn't even talk to me during the day. He won't even look at me.
We got to save it all for the show.
It's all for the show. Andy, how was your run today?
Well, sadly, there was no run today.
That's okay.
Because I somehow pulled a muscle on my posterior side.
The upper thigh. Well,
explain what's happened over the last, I don't know, 8 weeks or so, Andrew. You've made a complete transformation in your lifestyle.
She was never sedentary.
No, not at all. But a lot of things have happened in the last 6 to 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so this is where, after rolling my ankle, so kind of like hopped on the bandwagon, and this summer I was like, I'm going to run again.
That would be the HWYRT bandwagon.
That would be the HWYRT bandwagon.
Do you feel the show was tugging at you saying, go ahead, you can do it too?
Oh, God, yeah. It was just like, okay, if he's going to run a marathon, I have to at least be able to do something. So started doing that, hurt my ankle, got back, and then realized I couldn't run. So I started bike riding. So I started riding my old like 20-year-old bike all over the place. It weighed like 100 pounds. The gears didn't work. And it was crazy. And got into that so I could heal up my ankle, got my cardio back, got my muscles going. And then my daughter said, hey, I think I want to go kickboxing. And I said, well, that sounds like fun. I'm going to have to drive you there, so I'll go. So then I started kickboxing. And then Brian started doing November Project. And when we were on a vacation, I think he said something like, well, let's go do stadiums. So we went and we did stadiums. I did my newbie 19 plus one. I couldn't walk for 2 days afterwards. But I said, that was kind of fun. And started doing that on Mondays. Mm-hmm. And what else did I do?
Can I ask you a question? Do you wear any kind of mileage tracker when you do that?
I've got my little Fitbit.
Because I'm going to guess that somewhere on a November Project meetup, you've done more than 3.1 miles. You started earlier saying that you've only done 3.1 miles.
Oh, when we were down in New York over Labor Day weekend, we went and did...
Oh, that was so fun.
We went and did a November Project workout. Andrea looks at her thing. She's like, oh, I just did a 5K. I didn't even realize it.
Right.
And yeah. She thought she was never going to run a 5K again.
Yeah. Well, so that was the ankle thing. And it was a 5K running up and down a bridge where I had Brooklyn waiting for me on the other side, but I could never actually get to Brooklyn. So it was a little bit of a...
Yeah, they were like... You know, we were running ladders, so we'd get halfway across a bridge and then come back and then back and forth and back and forth.
That's just torture.
And I got to go to Russ and Daughters Bagels because of it. See, so it's like I thank November Project and New York City for actually getting me in there.
That's really the thing.
Which was really important.
Now, Anna, do you think if you were not associated with the show that you would have run a 10K?
10K. Holy mackerel.
No. I still remember being the kid who... could not do that mile that we were required to for whatever that president's test was.
President's fitness.
Back in the day, or I would just barely make it so I could pass gym class. Running was not something I did.
So do you feel that the message is to the listening audience that everybody should become the social media gurus for the show and then they'll be able to run a 10K?
That seems like a really hard way to go about it. So the first time I actually did any real running was when I trained to do that costume 5K with all of you guys in Cambridge, and that was 2 years ago. And I did the 0 to 5K app, and I actually trained for it. And And it worked. So I was able to actually finish that 5K. And because of various life things, I didn't keep up with running for a while, except very sporadically. But that was the point when I knew that I could actually do it if I had some system of training for it. I didn't feel like it was impossible anymore. So I think I got a bit of the running bug before the podcast started, but I wasn't running very often, hardly. So the podcast kind of reawakened sort of the interest, and I already knew I could do it, so I started to push more, and that's where the 10K came in.
That was my very first race, that 5K, 2 years ago.
Since cross country in high school?
Yeah. So I should say it was my very first bib-wearing race.
Me too.
You know, I love races. I don't know why you have a dislike for them.
I haven't come to terms with it yet.
Okay.
I think I could grow to like them.
Go ahead.
Oh no, I was going to say, like, you don't get the adrenaline rush from races. Like, I don't really like to go out and to just go like for a run by myself. I still won't do that, but to go and run a race, it's like there's the adrenaline and all the people, and there's just like this awesome energy. You don't feed off of that at all.
No, I get that from this every week. That's the you just described the feeling I get when we post a show.
Peter's joy in running is not hearing my voice in his ears.
Yeah, I know that if it's a 5K, that it's going to be 30-odd minutes of Brian not talking to me. If it's a 10K, it's going to be about an hour. If it's a full marathon, I get about a 4.5-hour break of his jabberjaw.
Except that when you guys ran the marathon, you trained together. I feared for you both at times.
Well, that's true. And I think it's a major building block of the show, right? Like, we probably wouldn't have done the show without that kind of experience. So what's interesting about that now is here you are journeying deep into your second marathon that you're going to be experiencing up in Millinocket, Maine.
Where's the finish line? Which way to the finish line?
You can't get there from here.
And you've been doing all this crazy work without me.
Well, you know, the original plan, Peter, was that you were going to run the New York City Marathon.
Don't even bother. You can stop.
Here it comes.
No, don't play it. Don't. It's not worth it. I can't. It's not. That's for Greg Shea. That was for our friend Greg Shea, because he actually is going to run it.
Many people listening to the show are going to run the New York City Marathon.
Well, that's for all of them, because I will be eating a hoagie in my underwear.
In any case, our plan was to do all our long runs together, because we were only going to be about 3 weeks off.
That's right. In fact, I was going to be a little bit ahead of you, right. And I was going to say, come on, buddy, we're going to go a little extra long for you.
And I go, oh, I can't do it. Okay, so this Saturday, probably 24 hours from when people are listening to this, I'm going to start in Bedford, Massachusetts at that end of the Minuteman Bikeway, park at about 7:30. At 7:30 in the morning, and run 9 miles in. Probably that's almost all the way to Alewife, certainly into Cambridge past Arlington, and then turn around and run back.
So once again, this will be this coming Saturday, yeah. The 29th of October.
Correct.
At what time, Ryan?
7:30.
And where's the location?
Bedford, the Bedford terminus of the Minuteman Bikeway.
And where were you going to?
9 miles. So that's through the town of Bedford, through the town of Lexington, through the town of Arlington, mm-hmm. into the town of Cambridge. And whenever my Garmin goes, beep, beep, 9 miles, and I turn around, pick my head back up, lift my knees, and continue.
I only ask it into that detail in case anybody along the path who lives more conveniently
throw something at me?
No, but if someone's only having to do a 7 or an 8 or a 9, they could do one leg of it. You know what I'm saying?
Just kind of stand there on the sidelines waiting for Brian to run past.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, what if we did a relay? What if we did 3 mile relays?
Have fun. I'll be again in my underwear, probably eating a Danish.
And Andrea will be shuttling all of our children to various sporting events.
Oh yeah.
So, Brian, good luck. I'd love to see what kind of turnout you have. Perhaps we could have a later in the day stat chat update from you and the vast cohorts who join you on this run.
Peter, let me tell you. Uh-huh. November Project Boston was able to get 100 people at 4:30 in the morning on a Friday morning to run a crazy triathlon.
After what, 6 years?
Do you know how many people I can get to run an 18-miler on a Saturday morning?
I'm going
to
guess 2.
0.
I think you're going to have 2 people.
Me
out
and
there.
My alternate personality.
That's possible. And your hair, unless you get a haircut. Well, have fun. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
This all started because you were saying how much you miss me. That was the subtext to the conversation.
You know what I should do, actually, is I should take that full-size Peter cardboard standee that I have in my bedroom.
The one with the mustache?
Yeah, I should take it out of the closet. I should attach it to a skateboard and push it next to me as I run.
Actually, you'd tow it a little bit to the side.
It would be a little behind me.
Because that's where I always am.
And always to the left.
Because you never let me go ahead.
Of course not.
Ever.
That's my competitive
dance. Ever. That's fine. Have fun on the Minuteman Bikeway. Could each of you weigh in on what you see year 2, series 2 of HWRT looks like in your mind's eye? Anna, you go first.
Year 2. I see more get-togethers because I feel like Brian was saying there's a community growing. And at least locally, there's quite a community already. That's been the big thing that I noticed with the whole social media thing, that not only do I see all the people interacting with us on the stat chat and liking all the posts, but I don't know, half the people you've interviewed already know each other and see each other much more often than you would think. So there's this very small, strong community of people that have all these events and get-togethers, and I feel like we're sort of growing to be part of our own community and part of these other running communities. And I don't know, I just see that happening more as a thing where we can just sort of bring the fun beyond just the conversations, but also to other things happening, and then have conversations about them as you guys recap it all for us.
I like all of that.
Bring the fun, Peter.
Andy, what do you hope happens in year 2 of the ever-evolving HWRT show?
So I think for year 2, it's about getting it on the road because...
She's tired of having me around the house.
So if you could just go away for a week on
that. No. There's none of this. I enjoy the traveling. And, you know, we've always kind of joked that it'd be really fun to get the school bus. So I think you get the how was your run today bus and you take it on the road.
5K in every city, Peter.
It'll be like a big party float. I'm having this like Priscilla Queen of the Desert moment.
Oh, I was thinking more like the electric Kool-Aid acid test.
Well, I'm doing both of those
Mary
together.
Mary Prankster's bus of running.
I'm picturing that in the front with some Priscilla in the back.
Party in the front, more party in the back.
I was thinking more like, I have a cool logo for a hat. Because that's really all I've wanted since the very first show.
But maybe by the spring he would run a 5K.
Go big or go home.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
the bus.
Hoping I'm going to walk
bus
a 5K course, maybe in a new hat with a logo on it. If I may take the kernel of your idea and try to pop it over an open flame, perhaps we should be at more out of state or out of town races or and more a more present
Millinocket.
Big Sir.
Well, I think there's a few things we could do, but I don't want to. You know what I learned from last week's episode from Chris Heisler of Run Weston was that it's good to have sub-goals, smaller, more attainable goals.
Okay, so sub-goal B, have a 51st episode.
That's really the thing that I was thinking. Have a 51st and then maybe a 52nd one. Yeah.
So goal number 1, cross-country tour. Goal number 2, hat with a logo on it. Goal number 3, another episode. Good.
And not in that order. It could be
goal number 4, high five 10 kids in the next week.
I was going to say just get 10 kids to wear the t-shirts.
Do people know how to get t-shirts, Brian?
They can go to www.hwyrt.com/store to read all about how to get on to the Redbubble store.
They can order anything they want.
They can order anything they want. There's four plus logos
that they can put on anything.
Well, they're actually designs, not logos.
Burn. That's called a wife to husband not understanding her art. Burn. Well, Anna, Andy, thank you so much for coming up to the microphone from behind the curtain that is the secret life of HWRT production staff. We hope you'll join us again, maybe not together.
For another run.
Well, how about let's not focus on the running so much right now. More on the thank
how
yous.
About a brunch?
Well, that I can go to.
Would you like to join us for brunch?
Can't have brunch without a run in the middle.
This has been episode 50 of How Is Your Run Today with Anna Brooks and
Andrea Bonnie Gould.
Music by Jeff Cronenberg, with special thanks to Brian Gould and Peter Villa.
Hey, Peter, that's us.
I'm amazed by all of this.
Join the show by recording a voice memo with your questions, musings, or rants and emailing it to us at howisyourruntoday@gmail.com. Listen to us every week wherever you collect podcasts. Anna keeps hers with all of those broken chair pieces.
I still feel really bad about that, guys. Don't make fun of it.
But whenever you visit that special podcast place, please give us a rating and a comment. Every single one of those makes a difference in how this here little show is ranked.
Hey, she said it right.
That's not the way you're supposed to say
no,
it.
That's actually how it's been written in the script for 50 shows.
Then you've been saying it wrong. And
this,
you've made
this little here show doesn't even actually make any sense at all.
But I've only said that because that's the way you've been saying it. You're saying, isn't that a joke?
Oh, this little here show, H-E-A-R.
Wasn't that the joke?
No, what I'm supposed to say is this here little show, and that's how it's written. And I've said it wrong, and you've said it wrong every single time, and it took Andrea Bonnie Gould to correct us.
This is why you need to send all of your things to me for editing. And if you love HWIRT, please share our posts on social media. It's free, and it's easier than getting art direction from two guys who don't know what Instagram is. For everything else, please check out the new website at hwirt.com.
Hey, Anna. Have a good run today.
Thank you. I can't believe they complain about this all the time. This wasn't that hard.
Not this little here show?
So, Anna, if you can just say, hey, Andrea, have a good run today. And then you say whatever
honest
you want
to. God,
to.
Stop mansplaining the podcast to them. Let them figure it out. Do what Brian said.
Maybe 50 episodes was too many.